Welcome to the Young and the Restless recap. This is Lindsay.
And this is Amanda.
And here we are, number 10.
We finally made it to number 10.
And this is so perfect because this was like the biggest couple of weeks we've had, I think, since we podcasted ever.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and for those who were hoping for a podcast last week, so sorry, I got sick, you know, germs happen and I didn't want to.
I was excited to podcast. It was such a big week.
I was too until the throwing up started, and I really didn't think that would be appropriate to have on air. Poor everyone. Yeah, that's just, no one needed to hear that.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, because it was another big week that really connected, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, and it all kind of started to culminate today. Yeah. Yesterday, that is.
So. Yeah. So.
We're going to do the boring part first.
Which is very small.
Yeah.
And then get to the nitty-gritty.
Right, to the fun stuff.
And don't forget, you got to listen the whole thing, because we're going to announce our contest at the very end.
Right.
Yes. All right, so.
So, all right, it was, again.
We're going back to
the Scooby Gang.
Yeah.
To Amber and Daniel and Kevin and Jana. And they have the key to Kevin's dead father's safe deposit box.
And they're thinking that the real Taroni is going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel just sort of goes there by himself.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get in the safe deposit box?
Yeah, I've got a key. That's all I need. And sure enough, they turn him down and say, no, you need to have some sort of official capacity to be here. You need to be Tom's widow.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Gloria.
Yeah. And so they know Gloria's not going to go for it. She's going to try to...
You know, I'm not sure that that's the case. I think that they kind of dropped the ball on that one. If they had gone to her and told her the whole story...
I don't know. I think they just know, like, dollar signs in her eyes, you know?
I know, but it just seemed like they should have at least given it a shot before they did what they actually did.
Yeah, but that's sort of what they do. They never... Yeah. Ever have any foresight on anything.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Why none of them has an STD makes no sense.
Well, remember, Kevin did give Lily chlamydia back in the day.
Yeah.
So
okay.
He's been there. Anyway, so they decide that Amber will dress up as Gloria.
Right.
And it was pretty funny.
The brief moment when they were going to make Daniel do it, because
Daniel
could recreate Gloria's signature better than anyone, that would have been fabulous. I would have been on board in a minute with that
one. I totally would have, too, because I was like, this is such a ridiculous story.
You might as well have Daniel in drag. Mm-hmm. But no, he refused to do it. So instead, Amber went in drag. And
she went in drag.
Pretty much. She had on, you know, the hat.
Full hat.
The disguise hat.
And the glasses. Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, she looked like definitely a mourning widow, but...
Out of a gothic novel.
I guess.
I don't know anyone
who wears black
when they're a widow.
Oh, man. Scarlett O'Hara?
Again, 1860s.
I promise you, if my husband dies, I will dress like that every day.
Okay, well...
Anyway, so my favorite part was when they went into the bank, and Kevin was pretending that Amber was his mom, and they're sitting, like, at the, I don't know, one of the tellers...
The membership tables.
Yeah, and they're sort of filling out the paperwork, and then the manager comes over, because they already think something's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager goes, you look pretty good for being however old she is. Mm-hmm. And Amber just immediately is like, I've had a lot of work done.
Right, yeah, that was pretty funny. It's like, okay, that's clever.
Yeah.
Thinking on your feet, that's good.
And then in the meantime, it was like, Daniel and Jana are just like, hanging out, watching the whole time.
Right.
As if people in a bank don't sort of have their eyes peeled for kooky business.
Well, these days, yeah.
And they're just, like,
they were kind of trying to cover it up with,
Yeah, it was bad.
It was silly.
They just sat at, like, that counter where you fill out your savings and deposit, you know, slips for, like, I don't know, a while.
Way too long that someone would have, you know, come up and questioned them and said, what are you even doing here?
Yeah.
You know, clearly you don't have an account.
Totally.
So, but while they're doing that, they finally get in. Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
And they get in and they open the box.
And of course it's there.
It's there.
But at the exact same time, Deacon had already told Gloria, like, right. split seconds after they figured out where the Trelawney was. Mm-hmm. And so he made a deal with Gloria that she'll get, like, $5 million. So Gloria then goes in with mm-hmm. her leopard hat.
That right? hat was fantastic. Her outfit was great.
Yeah.
I loved her grieving widow.
Yeah.
Outfit. And I did kind of think of you and think, oh, well, that's,
I thought
that's
of myself
Lindsay
too.
Right there. It's like, okay, this I can see. The big hat and sunglasses that Amber had on, not so much, but the really well tailored.
Yeah, I totally thought of myself.
Yeah, the tailored outfit with that little mm-hmm. pillbox leopard hat was mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's a sweet, sweet hat.
Yeah. So she goes in and she's like,
I'm the Lord. Widow for yeah. sure.
Exactly. And so that's at the same time that Amber and Kevin are in the vault. Mm-hmm. So many of the managers like, whoa, whoa, and
I got a clue. I'm yeah. not going to let this happen. I'm yeah. calling the police.
So he pulls them out of the vault, and there's sort of this, I'm Gloria. No, I'm Gloria. Mm-hmm. And then
Kevin kind of pulls it out, though. I yeah. was kind of impressed yeah. because he's like, oh, this, pointing to Gloria, this is actually my grandmother. And, you know, Grandma, come on. And Gloria was not at all happy to hear that.
No, and he was like, sometimes she gets confused.
Mm-hmm. Right. And for Gloria to be complaining because she couldn't possibly be old enough to be Kevin's
I
grandmother,
know.
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
absolutely. No offense, but you're a little long in the tooth. And,
yeah.
Frankly, it's a little more believable.
Yeah, I thought so, you know? Too. Yeah, exactly. So then Daniel... Wasn't it Daniel? I think he just goes over to real fast and was like, there's a lot of money in this. You'll get yeah, your cut if right. you just play along. And so
she does.
She plays along, exactly. She was like, you're right, I am confused.
I do get confused sometimes. Grandson.
I know. Yeah. It was a pretty funny scene just because, you know, they had to... Somebody like Gloria would never pretend to be old.
No, no.
Or
never.
Even acknowledge
or even,
their
yeah,
oldness.
Right, yeah. And to be a little bit mentally yeah. feeble, and mm-hmm. so she pulled it off.
And but then they're like, oh shoot, they didn't get the painting because mm-hmm. of the whole shenanigans. This the manager is still like, no, well you're all out
yeah.
now. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call the police, but you're done.
Yeah.
And then they get
go away
back to like
Crimson Lights,
and who has the painting shoved in her boot? Amber.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I love
that.
How they have this like $50 million painting just rolled up, shoved in her boot.
Yeah, right, exactly. I was waiting for when she kind of starts to pull up her skirt a little bit. I was waiting for it to be strapped to her thigh.
Yeah, exactly.
I
thought the same thing.
Oh, only the boot. Okay, well, yeah, that's fine too.
It was
I
still just. And not only that, like, they don't go put it in a safe place. Like, then
no.
they go, let's go to Crimson Lights and have a cup of coffee and
right.
talk about what happened and let's just put it on the table.
Yeah, for anyone to pick up uh-huh. or walk off with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty silly.
Yeah, and so then, right, I think at the same time, when they're hanging out, they find out about Colleen, which we will tell
mm-hmm.
about, but Daniel leaves and goes to the hospital, and then Deacon knows that he's there, and he goes and he confronts him, and that was kind of where it ended.
Yeah, it was pretty much...
But
you know.
Deacon is not happy because he knows Daniel has the real painting.
Mm-hmm.
And
that it's not likely that he's going to
yeah.
hand it over to him.
Exactly. And I just, it's like, it's so funny because Kevin and Jana are talking about returning it to the museum where it
no,
should
only
be.
Jana's talking about that.
Yeah,
Kevin was
true.
Like, had dollar signs in his eyes.
Yeah. Silver chipmunk dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, Jana got really preachy at that point.
She's always preachy.
Like, I kind of get it, but really...
Yeah.
There's... Meh.
We know how ethical we are.
Yeah.
We toe the line.
Yeah, so I want my fictional characters to be far from the line. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, take advantage of the opportunity to make billions
yeah.
of dollars.
But there really wasn't that much that happened, and so that's... I mean,
yeah, that's
kinda
pretty
it.
Much
that was like one
down.
Or 2 days of,
yeah.
of them out of 2 weeks, and
yeah.
so it was kind of like, eh, okay, we're
yeah.
done.
So
now we get to the real stuff.
Yeah. So when we left off, we weren't sure whether or not Colleen was dead. Lindsay and I had a
mm-hmm.
bit of a dispute about that.
We did
that.
Have a dispute, and we were both right.
We were both right, which I thought was so great. It was like, oh, yay, everyone wins.
Yeah.
Because, yes, she drowned, but she's brain dead.
Yeah.
So her body's alive, but her mm-hmm. spirit is gone.
And so what had happened was when, after Jack failed to do his
proper
CPR They showed Mary Jane was there with the gun, and then, well, Jack's trying to kind of talk her down, and she was like, Mary Jane's like, screw Colleen, you know, it's me, you need to love me, and she's furious. Victor comes, and he's like, talking her down, and she just kind of loses it and shoots Victor.
Yeah.
And Victor falls to the ground. Save Colleen.
Yeah, I was like, what? Wow, okay.
And then Mary Jane kind of was like, oh, crap, I just shot Victor Newman.
Yeah, and in the chest at point-blank range more than once.
Yeah.
I might need to step back just a little bit.
So she runs away to a cabin nearby.
Yeah, right, where Paul immediately, you know, bursts into tears. Yeah. And
it was sad.
It was not sad.
Oh, I
it
thought
so. It was pathetic.
So.
It was just more of Paul weeping.
I'm no,
just
no,
so
no. I didn't
Paul
feel
weeping.
Bad for Paul. I felt bad for Patty and how, I don't know, just the whole thing that she's
she
been
did
put
see,
through.
She did kind of seem to see the light that she had done.
And I think
some pretty horrible things, and she had a moment of lucidity of, oh,
yeah.
That was not okay. But,
and that's kind of how she goes, you know, back and forth. But, you know, as much as I don't really like Paul, I think he does a good job of sort of intimating, you know, how we're supposed to feel.
Yeah, I know, and maybe that's why
he's
I don't like
him. He's a little over-emotional.
He just goes so far overboard, I, you know.
Yeah.
I
know.
Want him to be more like Don Draper. You know, I want him to be more of a man.
Okay, if there's
never
any
going to
be, like, Don Draper on this show, I at least want them to be hot.
Yeah,
so,
well, okay.
Paul,
it's certainly not Paul.
No.
Yeah, no, Paul's just a big puss.
Yeah, he is. But I don't know. I kind of like him as a caretaker in a way. I don't know. He kind of flipped for me a little bit. I liked him a little bit more than usual. I mean, he still is not one of my favorite characters by any means, but I was like, oh... Poor Paul.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to see him, you know, caring so much about his sister and wanting to do right by her, but he just... Did he have to weep so much while he did it?
I don't know if he had to weep. Was he weeping?
He was. He was sobbing. I was like, oh, for Christ's sake.
Well, he's...
Take a pill.
Yeah. So, either way, then, so Victor shot... Colleen's drowned, and so then we just sort of end up at the hospital, you know, for the next episode.
Well, the next 10 episodes.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, they kind of, they didn't show, they didn't show
they didn't
the
show
transport.
The car ride,
no.
Yeah, there wasn't any, you know, crisis in the ambulance or
exactly.
any of that stuff.
So, now we're, I mean, it's like, Colleen's on one side of the room, and Victor's on the
right
other.
Right down the hall is Victor, and they're both in ICU.
And in the beginning, they were just sort of running a lot of tests on Colleen. I mean, we pretty much figured it out pretty early.
Oh, yeah.
She's done for.
Yeah.
And then they thought Victor was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah. And then Ashley got him all pissed off, and he had
Ashley came
an
in
incident.
When he's, like, just out of surgery, and Ashley's like, hey, by the way...
You suck.
I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
And, you know, then Victor... crashes, basically.
Yeah, but, you know, I think one of the, either yesterday or today's, or, you know, yesterday or the day before his episode, somebody said, you know, Ashley, what happened with Victor wasn't your fault. Cardiac failure and that kind of thing doesn't happen just because you...
Come on.
Get somebody mad.
Let's
that was
it
kind
your
of
fault.
A, yeah, it was kind of a trigger, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
clearly he had congestive heart failure problems going into...
Yeah.
Before he got shot, so...
Well, yes.
You know.
I was thinking he's had a lot of... You know, he's epileptic, and... Did you know that?
Yeah, that's why he had that dog.
Yeah.
And who... When the dog died, no one...
I know!
Got him a new dog. It's like, okay, your epilepsy is under control. That's great.
Well...
You know, it seemed like for a while there, he had the dog all the time, and then it was intermittently, and then when the dog died, they just didn't see fit to...
Yeah. Well...
Replace Sabato.
Yeah.
But, regardless, his health was not good, and now Ashley's beating herself up because she thinks she caused him
and then,
to have
right
heart
after
failure.
That, isn't that when she saw Nikki?
Yeah, but just for...
But that was my favorite part of the whole week.
Yeah, when Nikki researched... And the reason Nikki got there was Paul went and got her.
Okay, yeah, that's a good thing to... Yeah, and she's been sending letters to the ranch, and that's what... Adam had been hiding.
Yeah, Adam had been
she's been in Colorado at a spa. Mm-hmm. And so he was hiding her letters. That's why nobody knew where she was. And then when she, you know, Paul said, hey, listen, Victor's been shot, she immediately rushes back. She just
jumped on the first plane. Just kind of, oh, thanks, Paul.
Sorry about your sister.
Yeah, and then I dumped you at the altar. I've got to go to my ex-husband now. I think
we're all
now.
Over that.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Right. I've been at a spa. It was great.
Yeah.
Doesn't my skin look good?
So she comes, and as soon as she gets into the hospital, she's like, oh, what a downpour. And she's wearing that giant black cloak. She's wearing the same
Dementor cloak. I love that cloak.
And so that Ashley, you know, is like at the counter, sees Nikki wearing that, and that's what she's been flashing back to this whole time, thinking she hit Nikki with the car while wearing that giant hood cloak thing. Mm-hmm. And she thinks it's Nikki's ghost, and it's just, like, flips.
Yeah.
The switch. And
that, is that when she decides to check herself in? Yeah,
and then she runs to Jack, who's already in the hospital because of Colleen, and is basically like, ah, I hit Nikki! And he's like, no, Nikki's right there.
I just talked to
her. She's okay. No, I killed Nikki! And so he's like...
And rather than take her to Nikki and show her, look,
I think he here's Nikki, that she's fine. Opportunity, though.
But yeah, he just jumped right on it and said, you know what, you're right, you're nuts, let's go check you into.
And I think she went Sharon's a little facility. Bit like, I am nuts, aren't I?
What do you know?
I think I will check myself in.
Yeah.
Adam's not into it because that means a doctor will look at her and realize that she is not really pregnant.
Unravels his whole plan.
So he goes with her.
Yeah, he was Mr. Clingy.
He's bad.
Creepy guy.
He's a bad person.
Well, there were a couple moments where I thought, oh, wait, are they making him be better? Because in the chapel, he cried because Victor was so hurt. Yeah, they are really, really going back and forth with him, and it's like, but just pick one.
I don't know that it's... I think it's supposed to be ambiguous because...
I don't like ambiguous.
I know, we don't like ambiguous, but I think it's so on purpose because there are times... When clearly, and we will get to it, he is very evil.
Oh, yeah. Super bad.
He's bad. Mm-hmm. But there are other times where he's sort of alone or only we are seeing sort of
and his like internal conflict.
He cried when Victor needed, or he, you know, was like in a really desperate situation. Adam went in and Victor was like unconscious. Mm-hmm. And he kind of started going, worked so hard on all this revenge and you can't die. But then he sort of broke down like, no, Daddy, you can't die.
Yeah. So that's what
he has some unresolved issues.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. Clearly has daddy issues.
Especially since I'm pretty sure he still wants to bang his stepmom too.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm not really sure where they're going with that, but
I don't know. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see in the next couple weeks.
Uh-huh. So Adam is, Adam.
Yeah, he's a mystery.
But I really like this actor playing Adam.
He's grown on me. I didn't like him to begin with, but he's okay.
I think if you're gonna play evil, he's doing a pretty good job.
He's doing all right, yeah.
Blind evil, nonetheless. Yes. Or pseudo-blind.
He's semi-blind, yeah. Which hard of sight.
It's like sometimes he's really
he's
blind.
He's bumping into stuff and... tripping over gurneys.
And other times, and he's like times... shooting an arrow into a target. Right, yeah. You know? It's like, wait a minute, I'm a little confused here. How blind is he?
Right, yeah. Well, and what part of him is blind? Is it close-up blind or is it far away? Because there was a moment where he said to Taylor from across the room, Taylor, get over here! Uh-huh. And, you know, Taylor was 30 feet away, and yet he couldn't see Victoria come into the room as he was leaving it.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, all right, this is very selective.
Just for our pleasure.
Yeah.
So Ashley is checked in. Victor, then when he crashes, the doctor comes out. Mm-hmm. And I loved it because they just found out Colleen's brain dead. Mm-hmm. And they say, your father needs a new heart.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, let's hit us over the head a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the fact that they have to do the whole... organ donation.
Mm-hmm. So they find out, Colleen is an organ donor, which they basically...
Everyone should be anyway.
I felt like, everyone should be. And like, Tracy, this has really been her front center couple of weeks.
I am so over Tracy crying. She should
be trying to be
strong. She should be on a saline drip. because she has been crying so much. She has got to be dehydrated.
Well, wouldn't you cry that much if your daughter died?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would be... They would have to sedate me if my daughter was in that situation. But for pure entertainment value, it was like, yes, okay. We get it. You're crying all the time. Mm-hmm.
And she's trying so hard to be solid. And
no, she's not.
Oh, man. I feel like she
is. I don't see her trying to be solid at all.
Oh, man. I feel like she's just like...
She can't make a decision, and she's vacillating, and when the doctor came in to talk to her about the specifics, it was just like, oh, doctor, I don't understand all of your medical lingo. And I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? You're going to be that dumb. And then the next minute, she's all... You know, stoical, and I've decided what I need to
do. That's what I mean about being strong. Like, she kind of goes back and forth. Like, she crumbles, no, I'm going to do this. And then she crumbles some more, no, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I need a moment in the chapel.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
I just thought they dragged it out a bit too much. They had one too many of those swing backs.
I mean, this has been Tracy's couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, she's just... My baby, my daughter.
Yeah.
I have to give her up.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, Colleen's an organ donor, and the doctor is like, here's the deal. You know, she's brain dead, and...
Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can go, do.
You know,
let's
and
do this thing.
Sort of, I don't think that she really convinces Tracy, but, you know...
No, but, you know, I think that somebody said, you know, clearly this is what Colleen wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she signed the organ donor card...
I think Jack is the one who said that, probably.
And Jack apparently had a kid with Nikki who died that they organ donated, so, you know.
My favorite part, I don't know, there's so many favorite parts.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good couple weeks.
I love when people are, like, sitting around in the hospital, either Victor or Colleen or whatever, and they're talking about things, and it's like, somebody's like, this reminds me of when I had cancer. And somebody else is like, this reminds me of when I got shot. This reminds me of when I gave up an organ. And everyone, you sort of realize, has been shot and given up an
organ.
Right,
I didn't realize that Nikki had been shot. That she was talking about how she had been shot and she was in the hospital. And I remember seeing a flashback of Victor doing her makeup in the hospital and then getting remarried. But it was like, you got shot? Who shot you? What the heck?
See, I was thinking... I'm getting everything confused. I remember him putting the makeup on her in the hospital, but I was thinking that was when she had cancer, but I can't even remember.
Nikki had cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And I don't even remember what kind, you know, but...
Well, I do think it's interesting that they've got this long, protracted, let's go through every step of the process very slowly and carefully for the audience... On the same month that CBS has a new TV drama coming out about a hospital that does organ donation.
Yeah.
And that's the whole focus of the show.
That's interesting.
It's like, what a coincidence. How
I
random
didn't even know
that could be. Yeah, I saw an ad for it last night. I was like, oh, that's why they're pushing this so hard. They're kind of...
So you could realize all the drama that goes into organ donation.
Yes, yes, indeed. You know.
Yeah.
And there was a PSA at the end of one of the episodes with Jack getting up there saying, you know, you can save someone's life, be an organ donor, so
it's
good for them.
They do their PSAs, that's for sure.
And they could, you know, they keep talking about her heart, but it's like, I saw a comment on the website today about, well, why aren't they...
Talking about her other organs for other people?
Talking about, well, particularly her eyeballs for Adam. Why aren't
curing
Adam's blindness? They could. They've got two perfectly good eyes right there. And if she's a match to Victor, she's probably a match to him, too.
And that was interesting that she's a 5-point match. She's
five out of six.
Perfect match.
Yeah. What do you know?
And the funny thing is they're all, Victor needs a new heart in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Was Colleen ever really that loving and giving? I don't think so.
No, she was pretty spoiled.
You know, they're trying this whole, like, symbolism of, technically Victor needs
angel.
A new heart. But, yeah, exactly. But he's also, he's lost, you know, his heart, his way.
Yes.
And he needs a new heart
I'm
to really be a loving
really
man.
I'm not saying that he's really lost his way. I think that he has been a loving man. I mean, with Sabrina, he was totally loving. And he was,
but
I
think that at the same time...
He's not as heartless as they...
No, he's not that heartless. But... I think he has... Don't even ask me what I... The whole lot... Needs a new heart thing is just stupid.
Yeah.
But funny. And I like
it's just kind of ironic.
Yeah, you know, and of course then...
And obvious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So anyway, then Tracy, she does agree that they will pull the plug on Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
That they haven't done it yet, but her issue is whether to give the heart to
specifically
Victor.
To Victor. Right, or to just randomly give it to whoever's at the top of the list.
Yeah.
And that's been...
And Victor, this is his only shot because he's not going to go... They're saying he won't live very long.
Yeah.
He's on the national directory. I'm sorry. He's Victor Newman.
He could get another heart.
He could fly it in from India.
Yeah.
Nice pun.
They've got... Michael Baldwin is working on it behind the scenes, and it's like, you know, he wouldn't have to work that hard.
No.
Yeah, because he's Victor Newman, he could get a new heart without too much trouble.
But I did think it was funny when they sort of realized, like, I think Tracy told the doctor, okay, here's the deal. I'm not saying I'm going to give Colleen's heart to Victor, but let's just see if he's a match before I even have to agonize over the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor leaves. They apparently do the
and
test,
10
and she comes
later,
back, and I swear she was, like, rubbing her hands
she
together.
She was, yes.
Like, they are a match.
That was pretty good. It was like, wow, take a step back, lady. That's a little bit too, you are an organ harvester, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know,
I felt like she had been reading Frankenstein on her own.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was.
Or, he will build us a new hospital.
Right.
It was a little creepy. If I had been Tracy, I would have been like,
or okay, not.
Yeah, you just convinced me not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Tracy hasn't decided. And I think that, you know, they've really drawn it out, but at the same time, they're emphasizing that if it's Tracy's decision. It's nobody else's decision,
yeah,
no matter how much all these people
Everyone
are trying to swear
influencing.
Or swear.
And at least I did have some respect for Victor when in his room everyone's saying, well, maybe I should talk to her, maybe I should talk to her,
yeah,
maybe I should talk to her. And he said, no, leave her alone. Let her decide
on
her
own.
Them. You know, and I thought that was a pretty good moment for him.
I agree. And she had said, you know, this super melodramatic in the chapel moment or something, you know, like, no matter what my decision is, whether Victor gets the heart or not, somebody will live and somebody will die.
Blum, blum, blum.
Yeah. Including Colleen.
Well, yeah.
But, so it's been this, like, really just heavy...
High drama.
High drama.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. It's just, this is classic YNR for
me.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is what we've been waiting for since, like,
April,
they haven't had a good...
You know.
You know, frankly, it's been so much that I'm waiting for a tornado to hit while...
during the operation.
During the heart transplant.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, I mean, come on. We know he's going to get the heart.
For sure.
He's going to get the heart.
Yeah.
Duh. There's not a lot of drama on that one.
No.
I would say I got sucked in this week at the grocery store because I buy, you know, Soap Opera Digest sometimes.
Oh, right.
Or CBS Soaps or whatever,
Those little mags.
Those little impulse magazines by the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, you know, usually, like, the front covers have, like, a little picture from each soap.
Right, yeah.
With a main focus. Mm-hmm. This one was only Victor.
Really?
And it said, Victor's going to die. And I went, ah, I have to buy this. And I just bought it, you know, and then I literally, like, got in the car and flipped to that page before I even drove off. Because
nice.
I just wanted
you had to
see.
To know, yeah.
And then I realized on the front cover where it said, Victor's going to die, it, in tiny, tiny, tiny
or
little writing
be.
Right before it said, Nikki's worried that Victor's going to die.
Oh,
and I went, oh, okay, so he's
in.
Not going to die.
No, he's not going to die. I mean,
yeah,
at some point, yeah. But
yeah.
Not,
mm-hmm.
not
well,
from
and,
this.
And also, he had professed his love. Did we even talk about that? Well, he's
no.
in the hospital.
Yeah, he's in the hospital. And Nikki has been by his side since the moment she got back.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know.
And he told Victoria, and I think Nick, he said, tell your mother I've always loved her,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's my love, blah, blah, blah. And that's when Victoria's eyes, like, light up. I gotta go find Mom.
Yeah.
Mom comes back. But he hasn't... Well, I guess they did.
Yeah. No, they just... Yesterday, they had...
Yeah,
they
that's
had a
true.
Little talk, and the thing that was pretty pivotal about it was that as he's professing his love to Nikki, saying, you're the greatest love I've ever had. I'll never love anyone else. Well, Ashley had kind of wandered into the room at that point. And she
poked her head in the door.
And she heard it, and then she scurried back out again.
Yeah.
So.
Good. Because I'm over Ashley. I've been over her for a while.
Oh, no.
I think she's doing a really good job.
She's doing a really good job, and now I feel really bad for her. Because while she was in the crazy hospital, the psychiatric hospital... Sorry.
Just call it the nut house.
The nut house, yeah. While she was in Bedlam, she... What?
Well, I think we probably should just move to the next...
The next line
of what's going on while Victor and Colleen are in the hospital
fighting for their lives. Oh, and we... Actually, before we skip ahead to the nut house... Colleen had a series of visitors. Mm-hmm. Everyone who had ever met her, who was in her roughly her age range on the show, came and had their 2 or 3 minute monologue with her to say goodbye. And the best for me was Lily coming in.
Oh, man. I think that's when I was texting you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I think I texted you, did Colleen realize how much Lily wanted to nail her?
Right, yeah, that was it.
Because it was like, when was this heavy-handed Victorian love relationship between them? When did that happen? Because I kind of missed that the last few years.
Yeah.
I thought they kind of like hung out at Crimson Lights.
They hung out and they were BFFs and they text each other and probably talk on the phone.
Like normal friends.
Like friends, yeah. But then suddenly now that she's dying, Lily has realized the depth of her emotion.
Oh, yes,
for Colleen, big time. So she hauls herself up off the couch and Kane brings her in.
He did not want her to go.
Right, for good reason.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
She's got an extremely suppressed immune system and going to a hospital. And she's like, oh, I'll just wear a surgical mask. Well, I can tell you, from my experience, the cancer doctors have said those surgical masks don't do anything.
I have heard that,
They are useless. There's no reason to wear them. It's not going to do... If anything, it'll do you more harm than good because you can't get good air circulation.
Sure.
So the fact that she's wearing this thing, and there were a couple times where it slipped and she's holding it up and I'm just laughing. It's like, are you kidding me?
I think there must have been a lot of people laughing that day because I was watching
absurd.
It. And, you know, and I've got my laptop on the kitchen counter and my husband, he's like walking back and forth, kind of doing his own thing the whole time I'm watching that episode. And he walks by as, like, Lily has the mask on.
Oh, and she had that big scarf on, too, right?
And she's holding, like, Colleen's hand. I've always loved you. And he just busts up laughing. And he's like, what is going on in your show? And I just couldn't help it. I was like, Colleen's brain dead and Lily has ovarian cancer. Yeah.
And decided to wear a burqa because that's what she looked like she was wearing. To profess her love.
Every time he walked by, pretty much this week, he would bust up. And I was busting up at times, just because it was so heavy-handed.
Yeah.
I loved it, but...
Oh, yeah, it was great, but it was just over the top. It was
so over the top.
Okay.
Yeah, and speaking of over the top, we probably should talk about the nut house then.
Yes, all right, so...
So then Ashley
checks herself in, so
and
she
we
commits
already,
herself,
yeah.
and so we, she can leave anytime she wants.
And it was the same place as Sharon,
of course,
obviously.
Because there's only one in town.
And so Adam is flipping out because he's like... Dude.
I'm gonna get caught.
And, Dr. Taylor's there. Or he calls Dr. Taylor
in. He calls Dr. Taylor in.
Like, we gotta make this work. And Dr. Taylor...
He's over it.
I feel bad for him in this way. I know he's supposed to be...
Well, apparently he's
a sex offender.
I didn't know that before.
Well,
what he had on...
I don't think that he's got it on his record yet. I think the deal is that... remember Sky, Adam's friend, the poker girl?
From Harvard or whatever.
Yeah, that got buried
got
in the stable. Yeah. He had mentioned not too long ago that she told him all these stories at Harvard about how Dr. Taylor, like... I don't know... groped them.
Well, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
And so then it came out.
And that's what he's
Adam's calling
over
her a sexual
head.
Predator, and I'm like, oh my god, he's an obstetrician, he's a sexual predator.
And that's the thing,
that's
is I think
gross.
That's like Sky told him all that stuff, and he knows it all.
That's what he's had. And he's been holding it over Taylor's head. I always wondered what it was that he had on him.
Yeah.
I knew it had to be something.
I know, but they didn't really talk. They haven't really talked about it. It's always just like, do you want me to bring it out into the open? And Dr. Taylor's like, no, okay, I'll do
whatever you want. Yeah.
So anyway, they're in. Ashley's just checked herself in, and I don't know. They, for some reason, why did they even talk to Sharon? Was she in the hallway?
No.
I don't, either way. She goes into labor.
No. Yeah, she goes into labor, and the nurse comes rushing out saying, we need because an obstetrician, because our doctors are only psychiatrists.
He was doing his little examination of Ashley. Yeah. Like, he kicked the nurse out of the room and said, oh, I can take care of this.
Right.
Because she was about to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sharon goes into labor, so the nurse runs in and says, we need you. And he goes, well, hey.
Whoa now.
And she goes, we don't have an obstetrician on staff.
Yeah.
Please, can you just come?
Mm-hmm.
So he's in checking on Sharon. Ashley,
also goes into labor.
Goes into fake labor. Fake
labor. But she meant it. She was sure. She was feeling pains. Oh, yeah. I felt kind of bad for her that she's that messed up.
She feels that, labor pains. And they made her really big, too, the last week.
Yeah, they made her really big.
So then there's this homely-looking mental patient in the common area, and she's begging Adam to take her away. And he goes, you want to get out of here? Okay. And he just lets her go, and the alarm's ringing, and so they go into lockdown.
To chase after that girl who Adam had said,
go ahead.
Go and run. Don't stop for anybody.
Yeah. And so, Dr. Taylor is locked into Sharon's room while she's in labor.
Right.
Adam's locked in with Ashley during her hysterical labor.
Right. And luckily, Adam has drugs.
Anybody think this is stupid yet? Because I was questioning about 9,000 things at this moment.
Well, it was coincidence of the week.
It was, you know,
just as absurd that
Victor needs a new heart.
Victor's heart matches Colleen's,
you're right.
DNA.
You're right. That coincidence,
both of them would go into labor at the same time.
Yeah.
And they keep talking about how Ashley had gone into labor premature. Well, Sharon was a few months, weeks behind.
They said Sharon was seven and a half. And so, you know, I really wanted to go back.
And it's like, no, not really.
I wanted to go look at my old, before we started podcasting, and I was blogging the screen caps, because I remember there was one when Victor and Ashley announced, oh, we're having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it was like a year ago.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
She's been pregnant a long time.
Yeah. Well, hysterical babies.
I don't know. Anyway, so they were saying hers was just a little premature, but Sharon was seven and a half months,
yeah.
So anyway, Sharon,
which to my mind says small baby, no
small
biggie.
Small baby.
You know. Yeah. Okay, you're done.
You know? I guess so.
Instead, she was delirious.
Oh, man. Well, because the first thing was, she's in a mental hospital.
Yeah.
Dr. Taylor, this guy she's just met.
Right.
And he's we're in lockdown. I guess I'm just going to deliver your baby right here. And she's like, but
what the hell?
That was me?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what I would have... I would have gone insane.
Hysterical.
Like she did.
Yeah.
Because that looked horrible. The idea of being locked in your mental hospital room with some doctor you don't
never
even necessarily even know he's a doctor.
Right, he could just be another patient
delivering
wandering around
on your mental hospital cot.
But people have babies
all over the
world.
But she's
in a
Sharon
field.
Newman.
I mean,
come on.
Well, and I did like the fact that he's, you know, he's like, oh, I don't have my bag. I can't give you any drugs for the pain, you know, but there's plenty of hot water and clean towels. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. I'm not sure what the hot water's for, but the clean towel is certainly going to come in handy in about, and, three minutes.
And Adam had the black bag because it was in Ashley's room. And so
he drugged her up.
He drugged her up. Yeah.
Said, you know, these are for the pain, and she conked right out.
Yeah.
And woke up refreshed and springtime clean.
Yeah.
You know, because even she said this room is not nearly messy enough to have had a baby born in it.
Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I did the cleanup.
I cleaned it up. It's like, oh. Even had she actually had a baby there, you would not have cleaned it up.
No. No. And they wouldn't have. Yeah, no. There were so many no's.
Flaws. Yeah.
And then, holes. So while Sharon's going into labor. And, well, I guess while he's, like, delivering the baby, it's, like, she's hysterical, and she's, like, out of it. So half the time she's seeing Nick, and Nick's, like, comforting, just one more push. Yeah. And she'd be like, Nick, okay. And then all of a sudden she'd see Dr. Taylor, oh, where am I? And then it'd go back to Nick, oh, Nick, thank you. Then back to Dr. Taylor. And it was, like, too much. A little, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Had to have happened. For this storyline, it had to be this way.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So she delivers a baby. And
And Taylor's just wrapping it up and carrying it out and runs into Adam.
And Adam's like, give me that.
Yeah. Ashley woke up and said, where's my baby?
Yeah, and she was pissed off about it, too. Like, I want to see my baby now.
Now. And so he's like, I'll go get it. And, oh, look, there's Taylor in the hallway with Sharon's baby.
I'm just gonna take this.
I'll just take this right now, and Taylor lets him do it. Mm-hmm. And if ever there was a moment that Taylor could have stood up for himself and been a man, that was it. But he didn't.
Yeah, he lost that possible moment of redemption.
Yeah.
At that very second.
Yeah, I don't care what he does from now on. He let that happen. And it wasn't like we're a big surprise about the baby switch. We all knew it was coming.
We just didn't really, know. Yeah, the circumstances.
Were cloudy. We knew.
He gives the baby to Ashley, and now it's
Ashley immediately bonds with it, and,
can she breastfeed? Can she hysterical breastfeed? Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, then...
Because I'm such an expert on
hysterical pregnancies,
but I would guess so, if your body freaks out that much.
I saw an episode of The X-Files once where, Scully, I don't know, she saved a baby or something, and... Mm-hmm. It wasn't a hysterical pregnancy, but she ended up being able to breastfeed because she bonded so well, and I kind of always remember thinking, is that possible? So, if it's possible on X-Files, I'm going to say it's possible on YR.
It was possible on Dollhouse just last night, so there you go.
It's possible in the TV world.
In the TV world, you can lactate at will.
At will.
Whenever you need to.
Just in case.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is another reason why I feel sorry for Sharon. Because those first couple of days of lactating, if you don't have a baby, it's going to hurt a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
So Dr. Taylor, Sharon wakes up after delivering...
In an actual hospital.
In St. Mary's Children's Hospital.
And why they sent her to a children's hospital is...
I don't know.
Nuts, too.
Because Genoa City Memorial was full with heart transplants. They were just understaffed.
No room for one more maternity.
Yeah. Patient. So she goes to a different hospital, and she wakes up, and she's like, where's my baby? Where's my baby? Mm-hmm. And Dr. Taylor comes in and is basically like...
Sorry.
It didn't make it.
Yeah, about that.
And... So...
I thought he was pretty... Almost... compassionate and nice about it. I mean, yes, he's a great big huge liar who deserves to go straight to hell, but
really? Having to give that like he was.
Having to give that kind of information to someone must be just horrifying, and he was okay with it. I thought he did a nice job.
I thought he could have been a little bit more comforting. I was waiting for a little arm pat or something, but...
No, but with his history, I don't want to see him touching anybody.
Well, no, but she now doesn't know that.
Well, now that I know he's a predator.
Yeah. So she's in this hospital.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think it looks like it's in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. The design of it is pretty.
It looks like a shabby hospital.
It did. It looked like, that's where the poor people go.
Yeah. It looks, it doesn't look like something in Wisconsin to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked kind of run down and tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he tells her the baby has not survived. And he said a couple things. Well, she's, like, really upset. He said, no, I know you're not really in the right place, but you need to sign some paperwork. And he made her sign some paperwork that basically said the baby was going to be cremated.
Yeah.
So that if she wanted to see the baby...
Too bad.
Yeah.
Not
and
gonna.
He just kind of forced her to sign it real fast, and then he left, and he's gone. And so then Nick tries to get a hold of her or something. He figures out where she is.
Yeah.
He goes.
Well, he had a message on his...
Oh, that's right.
On his phone from the psychiatric hospital.
Yeah, okay.
So he goes to
He goes, and she's, like, spiraled down into the depths of depression. Yeah,
she's super depressed. As
rightfully
as
so.
Evidenced by her hair.
Evidenced by
she
her.
Had it was yeah. as frizzy and as stringy as ever it could be. Yeah, it was great. It was so
yeah,
perfect. It was
she
like,
should
yeah,
be.
That's what you would look like if you had just given, you know, birth to.
And for as much as I've hated Sharon, pretty much for a long time,
I liked her the last couple days. I felt
definitely
bad for her.
Am back on the Sharon
yeah.
train.
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
They just manipulate the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I feel exactly how they want me to feel. And I'm
it's
just going to acknowledge it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, and so she tells Nick what happened, and he even said, well, I want to see the baby. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm sorry, I cremated it.
Sorry.
Too late. My dad.
Yeah.
And she just basically is like, you know what,
we're done.
We're done, yeah.
The baby was what we had to connect us, and now there's no baby, so go back to Phyllis.
And how noble of her, frankly.
Well, I'm not sure it's noble as much as it is being so depressed and pushing everyone away.
I
can
see
her going on a whole postpartum depression.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, storyline of... And actually, since we don't know for certain that Colleen's heart is going to Victor. A little part of my brain said, oh, she's going to have postpartum depression so bad that she's going to kill herself.
No.
And her heart will go.
I don't think that there's ever suicide on a soap opera because it's such a controversial...
It's just too big of a...
Yeah.
An issue.
I don't think it's... I don't think that it exists.
Hmm, okay.
Going away and never coming back...
Yeah, is as close as it gets.
Yeah. Okay. But, No, and I think she'll... I honestly think that this is it for Nick and Sharon, or Nick and Phyllis.
Nick and Phyllis.
I think that this is going to spiral him also into a little bit of depression.
Yeah, because he was...
Where he just wants to be with Sharon. I don't know.
To commiserate and feel bad, and then...
I because the other thing is that right as he's, like, finding out, Phyllis comes back from Zurich.
Yeah, miraculously appears.
She gets to the hospital and... You know,
is a complete bitch.
Oh,
it was
man.
So awesome. I'm like, yeah, after a flight
from
Zurich. I thought
she was right.
Oh, she was totally right, but the way that she presented it
yeah.
was so abrasive and rude.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pure Phyllis
because
for me.
What happened is she ran into Nikki and Victoria, and Victoria's already...
irritating enough.
She is at this point. I used to love Victoria. Now... They switched me on that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Although I have been loving her handbag of invisibility that hides her pregnancy in real life. I thought that the way she's maneuvering it, she's getting really good at it, of camera
well,
angles
and stuff.
Well, you
know, I read some
really
things in
funny.
Some soap opera magazines that they think they've been talking about replacing Victoria because she got pregnant again, and I'm like,
that's
ridiculous. If that happens, I'm going to be pissed, and everyone else pretty much will be pissed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were talking about some other people they've been sort of testing out for a possible position, but they're... All these rumors in these soap opera magazines is like that they're going to replace Victoria, which
that
I think
would,
is a terrible
idea.
Yeah,
that would make me... I mean, if it's her choice to leave because she wants to spend more time with her family and
not.
Raise her kids, that's one thing. But to get kicked off because you got knocked up is
not
okay. Not
okay. And then
that's
at the same
sexism,
time,
pure and simple.
Phyllis, just off... You know, off screen too. I guess she's expecting through a surrogate mother. So,
okay.
just so
good
you,
for her.
Yes, there
Yay.
You go. So we have a lot of babies, but she wouldn't get kicked off. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
yeah,
it's just
and
not
it's
fair.
Yeah, why do you get kicked off because you're physically having a baby?
Yeah,
as opposed to.
And I'm not really into breeders. You know that?
No, I know.
So,
oh, don't I know?
But I just.
But
think
you are
that
into breeders' rights.
Wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, so I hope that they don't recast her. Anyway, so when Phyllis comes into the hospital, she kind of is like, oh, so what is going on? I've been in Zurich.
Right, so she gets the expository, you know, recap of her own.
Yes, exactly. And
has something snarky to say about everything.
Well, and she kind of, when
they glossed
go,
over Colleen being dead, it's like, oh yeah, I heard that. Hmm.
Well,
what a shame.
But when they go, well, Tracy's trying to decide, you know, whether to donate the heart to Victor, she's like, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, and she's pretty like flat out. Yeah, she was like, wow, huh, I wouldn't be that generous.
Yeah. At least she's honest.
Yeah, I mean, she is honest. And Victoria is just like, well, then maybe you shouldn't be here. Yeah. It was totally like a little middle school fight.
Yeah, it was not pretty at all.
So, and then Phyllis was like, well, I'm staying. But then, of course, Nikki tells...
my husband who's not here. Where is my husband?
Yeah, so she figures out where Nick is. Mm-hmm. And then she's like in the chapel or something when he comes back. I don't know.
Yeah, that was in the next time on.
Oh, yeah. So I think he's going to come back. He's going to be upset. He's going to tell her, by the way, while you were gone,
yeah,
I found out I was...
my mistress had my baby, mm-hmm. but it died, and now I'm really sad.
Yeah.
You need to feel sorry for
and
me.
She's and Phyllis also is going to
be... Yeah, and Phyllis is going to be really not so much. I've been in Zurich with our mentally handicapped daughter, who's now 12, by the way, and... Because I bet you they're gonna. I bet you they're gonna age that child up.
I don't know. I think they really like that actress. That's what I've read.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's pretty good. I mean, as a child actress, but it just seems so convenient to have. Mm-hmm. I want to see Reed.
Oh, don't we all? We wonder where the heck Reed is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's away at camp.
He is away.
Yeah. So. So yeah. So, I think. I think if Nick goes back to Sharon again...
That was my poll on the blog,
I'll just
too.
Be, yeah.
Who should Nick be with and stay with?
Right.
No more waffling, because I know it's driving everybody nuts. Mm-hmm. Everybody really wants to kill themselves over this.
Yeah.
So, I think what won is that he was a pig.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's a pig.
Nice.
He should be with no one.
Okay. He should be alone. Well, and maybe that will happen for a while.
Mm.
You know, that Sharon has said, I'm too depressed to even look at you. You remind me of my dead baby. And Phyllis is like, you know what? You weren't here to greet me when I got off the plane that you didn't know I was on.
I think they need to do a little bit more with Nick's character, you know? Like,
yeah, because he doesn't do much.
He could start drinking heavy. He could...
Well, he can't carouse any more than he already does.
No.
So.
No, and I don't think he would want to, but...
Uh-uh.
You know,
yeah,
I
drinking
think
heavily, I could
more.
See that happening.
You know, I mean...
Turn him into a drunk at Jimmy's.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do a little bit more with the depth of Nick's character. Because he was driving me nuts when he's... Granted, okay, so Adam is very bad. He did the baby mm-hmm. switch.
Right.
He's a bad, bad boy. But it was like, when he came to the hospital, nobody else knows that.
Yeah.
And Nick is like...
Still being just a...
Yeah, why are you here?
Yeah, I was like, hey, it's his
I'm
dad, too, and he's his mother
and
already
Victoria.
Died.
They were both just
yeah.
meaner, yet, meaner, he's our dad.
Right, and but not with Abby. Abby was able to go back and forth, you know, between her mom having a baby and...
Poor little placid Abby.
Abby just, didn't irritate me as much as she has.
No, she was.
There were a couple moments though when Colleen was being brain dead and
mm-hmm.
They were talking to Abby and Abby was crying and
no,
there were no tears.
I even told Thor he was as he was walking by he was like what is going on in your show and I said. Wow, I think Abby's a pretty good crier.
She did
I think I found her talent because I really
felt... It didn't
felt
make me want to put a fork in my eye.
I thought she was one of the best criers I've seen so far on this show.
She
out
did
of,
okay.
You know, Tracy's like, me, kind of
Tracy
thing.
Waterworks. And
yeah.
Lily with her strange attraction all of a sudden made everyone a little uncomfortable.
And even Billy, like,
and, well,
pounding his chest. Rah, Billy.
Yeah.
Rah. You know?
And JT just kind of snuffling in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been pretty irritating. But, yeah, I mean, I was...
I wanted to give a little props to Abby because mm-hmm. I make fun of how crappy I think she is as an actress, mm-hmm. even though I kind of like her.
Yeah.
But she was a good crier.
She has some moments, and I think she has potential.
Yeah.
You know,
And I
we'll
think she's
see.
Pretty.
I think she's pretty. Oh, she's really pretty. But
so let's keep her around for now.
I like her more than Eden. Eden drives me nuts. And where the hell is Noah during all of this?
I know, I was thinking that.
It's like, okay.
Summer camp.
Your mom is in a psych hospital having a baby. No one tells you that she has the baby.
I thought they made some sort of mention that they were trying to keep the grandkids away other than Abby because she already knew. They're trying to keep them away because it was such a harrowing situation.
Well, I can understand for the little kids, but Noah's practically like an adult. Yes. Yeah. Like, why? Mm-hmm. He should be there for that kind of stuff.
He's having sex with Eden. Hello, that's where he is all the time.
All the time. Well, there's no one at home to tell him not to, so he might as well be.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, if I had my choice between Eden and Abby, I would definitely pick Abby.
Heck yes.
Yeah, Eden bugs me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next week we'll find out when the heart will be in Victor.
Yeah.
Soon. And then the last little thing was Jill and Catherine. Just a little snippet.
Yeah, they had a birthday party for...
Well, Jill...
Oh, right.
Was it the manicure, manicures? And Catherine figured it out and went in.
No. Gloria told her.
Oh, Gloria told her.
If you need a new manicure, you need to go to this little salon I found.
And then there was Jill.
Thinking it was going to be malicious and mean and horrible. Then Catherine gets there and turns into, just sweetness and light and saying, why didn't you speak up?
And they had this tender moment as she's manicuring Catherine.
Yeah.
And, Catherine gives her $100,000 tip
towards to pay her back taxes property on the house.
Taxes. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, can you write that off? You probably can't.
Can't you give me a little bit more? Anyway.
Right. So then, as opposed to the exact amount that I owe you.
$1,000 to the penny, or $100,000 to the penny.
Yeah.
So then they have a birthday party at the club, and Jill's hair, have you noticed? It's like she hasn't gotten a new dye job. And it's
I'm
kind of
liking
frizzy.
It, though. I didn't think it looked frizzy. I was thinking, okay, that they're kind of shagging it out.
Well, and I wasn't sure if it was, like, if they're trying to imply she is getting a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of think it was supposed to be, like, a she's kind of poor thing. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been able to get her hair
done. Her upkeep. She works at a salon.
Yeah, they should be doing her
they
hair.
They should be doing her hair.
She should have fabulous hair.
She should be able to do a trade.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. Anyway, so they had the birthday party. And
they're all there having a lovely time and joking and laughing. And suddenly there's Catherine.
Yeah.
And sits down and jokes and laughs and they have, Jill kind of gets over herself for a change.
Mm-hmm. But then Catherine gets a call from Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Whom she hasn't heard from in weeks and was worried about and bothering everybody.
And she's like, hey, I'm at the hospital. Mm-hmm. So instantly Catherine is like, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Because she's friends with Victor, too.
Yeah, I mean, of course. But Jill throws this little hissy fit. Like,
that was just like...
As usual.
I just wanted to slap Jill at that point. It's like, get off your high horse.
Well, I think that's what everyone at the party said to
and
her,
I was really glad that everyone said, Jill, stop being such a little prissy pants.
Hey, Jill, you're like 79 years old, so at this point, give it up.
Yeah, well, and I did like... Was it Philip or Chance who said...
One of the two.
You know, if you want her to be a better mother, hadn't you better be a better daughter?
Yeah.
And I was like, finally, someone is pointing that out to her. And
so then Jill goes to the hospital and says, I'll sit with you for a little while if you would like some comfort.
Yeah.
And so then they have this little tender
moment, which was sweet.
And so they've sort of made up. Yeah. Oh, the birthday present, the most important part.
Yeah, the whole point of that whole scene. Go ahead.
We're both like, yeah, this isn't that big of a deal. Anyway, the birthday present is...
A job
at Chancellor Industries, right?
As long as she can get along with Neil, who has been blissfully absent. Last few weeks.
So...
Haven't missed old Neil at all.
I haven't missed Neil at all either. I have missed Devon and Tyra, though! What is the deal? They had sex?
And then they
we don't know anything else.
And that was it. Yeah.
They can't let that storyline go. They're hoping everybody's going to forget about it, but I'm not going to forget.
No, I'm not going to forget either. I think that they should stay hooked up and that they should have to explain to Anna when comes back from wherever the hell she is.
She's at singing camp
Singing camp or singing school.
Dude, like, come on. This has been frustrating me. I'm like, where's Devon and Tyra? Where's Devon and Tyra? I don't care about Neil. Where's Devon and Tyra?
Right. Well, and Roxanne. You know,
Roxanne's gone.
You think Roxanne's gone? Oh, that's too bad.
They broke up. They never gave her anything more than a split second. She's gone. She's done.
No, see, I wanted to have more of a adversarial relationship develop between Tyra and Roxanne and see them...
Roxanne's too good for
fight
that.
Fight it out a little bit.
Roxanne
That's true.
Way too good. She yeah. should be giving up her angelic heart, really, because yeah. she was... She did no wrong.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so...
All right.
Contest!
To the contest!
We've decided, since it's our 10th podcast, and we're so... We're all proud excited about that. Yeah. Aren't you guys excited too?
Of course they are.
I hope so. That we would like to have a contest where we have a prize.
Yes, we'd like to reward someone. Someone for listening.
You're listening.
We don't know
to
who
our,
you are. But...
Our conversations, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
So,
And it's a pretty awesome prize, really.
We think so.
You know.
I actually have it on. I have already, my own copy.
She already has... Yeah, I do not. And I'm...
So it is
Was
a...
really tempted to just find something else, but no. It's the, the cookbook...
Cooking with the Young
Cooking
and the Restless.
Cooking with the Young and the Restless cookbook.
And
right.
it has many, many fine recipes directly from the show and from mm-hmm. the actors and some really sweet pictures from old days.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, that's the prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a pretty substantial book. It's not
it is
like
a
this
big
little,
book.
I mean, it's hardcover.
It says, Recipes from Television's Favorite Soap Opera. Mm-hmm. I agree. I have to say I've owned this book, though, and I've never actually cooked anything out of it. It was more of a novelty for me.
Yeah, but looking at some of the recipes, though, it's like, oh, yeah, I'd make
I want
that.
To know how to make Gina's lasagna. It's in there, yeah. and I've never done it. They're always okay. talking about, oh, Gina's
yeah,
lasagna.
Yeah, that it's legendary.
Yes. So I should probably make that one of these days. It's kind of difficult when I'm married to a vegan.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I'll eat it all myself.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's our prize. So... Mm-hmm. The contest, what we're looking for is all you have to do is go to our blog mm-hmm. at yrupdates.blogspot.com, comment on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. This specific one. Although
number
you
10.
Can feel free to comment on any of them.
Yeah,
but...
you can comment on any of the other ones. But this specific one, make a comment with the code word kitty.
K-I-T-T-Y.
K-I-T-T-Y.
Spelling counts.
Does it?
Yes.
And, then also add your first name and your location, mm-hmm. and on our next podcast, we'll wait, you know, a couple
weeks. Yeah, we'll give a couple weeks.
Give you a couple weeks to put in Kitty mm-hmm. in the comments with your name and your location, and then we're just gonna put all the names into a hat and just draw one out, mm-hmm. and whoever wins will get their own fabulous copy, Cooking with the Young and the Restless.
Yes.
Dun dun dun.
And perhaps we'll autograph it, because that would make it even more collectible.
Oh, I'm sure it would make it.
And then we'll see it on
It would really
eBay.
Increase the value.
Sold for 2 pennies.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're really trying to encourage people to leave us comments and let us know what's mm-hmm. up. And so throw Kitty in the comments, mm-hmm. and we will announce the winner. And then, so for our next podcast... And I'll announce it on the blog, too. Yeah. Then, at that point, that's when you'll be responsible for emailing us with your...
Contact information.
Yeah, because we don't want anybody to have to put any personal information on on the blog or anything. So...
Pretty simple.
Simple. I guess, is that it?
I think
Are
that's
we done?
Pretty much it, yeah.
All right, go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com. I'm sure the next podcast will be heavy-handed.
Yes, with all that's going on. Mm-hmm. Baby snatching and organ donation.
The Tin Man.
That's right. How okay. far can it go?
I don't know. So yeah. Code right. word kitty. yrupdates.blogspot.com, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thanks for listening. Yeah.